Hi folks, and welcome to Pod School. Today we're going to be talking about how to set up the kit for your podcast. So we're looking at beginner's level right up to professional mixing desks. So if you're looking to find out what you need to build a podcast, then this is the episode for you. Okay, let's get started. So today we're going to be looking at the different ways that you can record a podcast. There's lots of different ways of doing so, and lots of different kit that you can use for recording your podcast. So it's worth going through the different levels that you could go for. This goes from right at the most simple level, right up to sort of professional radio studio type stuff. So I'm just going to go through each of them and let's see what suits you best. There's five ways to do it. So I'll go through them top, bottom to top, and we'll look at what will suit you. Now, the way to do this really is that most people start off with the simple level. So they start off with the easy kit, and they kind of expand their knowledge as they go along. So you'll end up with a lot more equipment, with improving your microphones, that type of stuff as you go along. But it's easy enough to start off with really simple stuff, like really inexpensive gear, and then work up from there. Now, the best thing to do here, or the thing to remember, is not to put yourself off by not having the professional kit. There's a lot of really great podcasts out there who start off with really simple stuff and continue actually with really, really sort of low-end kit. And the thing to remember is that the content is the important part. So if you've got really good content, as long as you're not recording really terrible quality stuff, really terrible quality audio, people will still listen. They'll enjoy it and they'll keep coming back because you're offering them value with really good content. So start recording, start creating your podcast, and you can start to upgrade your setup as you go along. So with that in mind, let's start with the different levels of podcasting kit. So there's five ways, as I said. First level, the most simple, and the way that most people start out is with their PC, or their Mac, of course, a simple headset mic and Audacity. So the setup here is that you've got your computer, whether that's a PC or a Mac. And you're running a bit of software on it that will record audio. So most people, or a lot of people on the Mac, will use GarageBand. GarageBand's a really highly used piece of software within podcasting. So you might want to use GarageBand to record straight into. If you're on a PC, I would recommend Audacity because it's a great free piece of software that will let you record straight into it and make edits as you go on. But the simplest thing is that you've got your headset mic plugged in, whether that's a USB headset mic or whether it's a normal sort of 2-pin 3.5mm headset. You can get really cheap headsets, so you get really cheap, quite decent quality headsets as well. The ones that I've always used in the past are, there's a Canyon headset, which is a good one. That's not USB, that's the 3.5mm input. So that's a decent one. It costs you probably about £10, $15 I guess, if you're in the US. Or the one other one I use is the Microsoft Live Chat. So there's a Microsoft Live Chat headset, which is a USB headset, and it's actually a reasonably good quality. I mean, it doesn't compare with the really expensive stuff, but it's a really good thing to start off with, and I think they're around £20, maybe up to $30. So they're great little headsets to start off with. So all you do is plug them into your computer, and then just start recording straight into your software. Now, one thing to bear in mind with this type of setup is that some people start out with trying to record using their internal microphones. So if you've got a Mac or a PC laptop, they tend to have an internal microphone. So you might be tempted to try and record straight in with that. Now, it does depend what kind of laptop you've got, but particularly with PC laptops, the internal mic tends to be a bit rubbish. It quite often picks up internal sounds from the PC too, so you've got the fan, you've got all sorts of stuff going on inside the computer that kind of reverberates through the casing of your laptop, and it'll totally be picked up by the microphone. So try not to use an internal mic if you can. A headset will make a big difference to that quality. In saying that, I've heard some pretty decent podcasts recorded through the internal mic on a Mac. I think Macintosh internal mics just tend to be a little bit better quality. And actually, they're not terrible. So if it's all you're stuck with, if it's all you've got even, if that's what you're stuck with, then give it a go. Like I say, it's the content that matters. So just start getting your content out there, no matter what kit you've got. So the principle with this level is that basically you're recording things one at a time. So you'll just fire up your computer, you'll put in Audacity or GarageBand, whichever it is. You'll hit record and you'll just start speaking. You'll record your 10, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is of podcast. And then that's you. You've got your voice track. That's it set. You can save that off and that's your one track. Then, following on from that, you start editing. So you start taking out the bits you don't want, you start adding the bits that you do want, and basically it's all post-production. So it takes you a bit of time afterwards to actually get the thing ready to go. You can bring in music at that point, you can bring in sound effects, or if you've got listener questions, that type of stuff, if you've got recordings from other people, you can start bringing it in at that point. So this is the most simple setup, the cheapest way to do it, but it does take a wee bit of extra work because you've got to do a fair bit of post-production to actually bring in any extra stuff. Saying that, if you're going for the most simple process, you might not want to bring in any music or sound effects or anything like that. Plenty of podcasts actually work just fine without introduction music, without any extra stuff put in. So again, don't let that put you off. If you don't have any music, you don't want to do that kind of editing. Like I say, if you've got great content, all you do is fire up your computer, start recording, and just get it out there. None of this processing nonsense. So let's look at level two. A step up from that is to just upgrade your mic. So that's the only thing you're going to change at this point. That's one of the biggest changes or one of the biggest upgrades you can make to your podcast. So the best sort of way to do that in a simple manner is to get a good USB mic. Now, there's a few different levels here, some from sort of pretty well low-cost kit up to really expensive things. So I'll go through a few options here. One of the ones that I've used in the past and I recommend to folk is called a Samson Go Mic. Now, these microphones come in at around £35-40, so up to about $60 or so. And it's a little clip-on mic. It's quite a small little thing, but it's got a little clip that comes with it. You can clip it to just about anything. So if you're recording with your laptop, you plug it in with the USB cable, and what you do is you can actually clip the microphone onto the top of your laptop screen or to something else, something that makes it easy for you to speak into it. And it's a great little mic. It's reasonably cheap. It's good quality. It's a good upgrade from a headset mic. So it's not going to rival the really professional microphones, but it's a really good quality upgrade just for that cost, for that extra £30-40. If you want to go beyond that, what I normally recommend is Blue microphones. Now, they're a manufacturer of microphones that make a bunch of different USB mics, and they produce some really good kit. So there are lower level ones called the Blue Snowball. It's just a little, it's basically like a ball on a stick, and it comes with a little stand. So you can record using that mic, and basically just plug it into your PC and record away, and it's a really good quality. That's an upgrade again from the Samson, and it's a really good quality little microphone. Up from that, the Snowball's big brother is called the Blue Yeti. Now, the Blue Yeti is coming on for like really good quality kit. It comes in at around £80 to £90, up to £100, depending on where you find it. So it's an expensive microphone, and it's comparable to like really professional condenser mics. But it's really simple. It doesn't need all that extra kit that the professional stuff needs. All you do is plug it in with a USB right into your laptop or your PC, set it on your desk, and you can start recording, and it's really good quality. So that is basically the Blue Yeti is kind of the upper level that most amateur podcasters will get to. No, most people won't need to go beyond that at all. That keeps your setup pretty simple. Like I say, you just plug the Blue Yeti in with a USB straight into PC, and you do the same kind of process as I talked about before in terms of record your audio, your voice audio, and then edit it afterwards. So that's the level two setup. So that's how you would upgrade just a wee bit beyond your PC. So the next level up, another level of complication, is working with co-hosts or guests. So this is when you might want to bring somebody else into the recording. So it's not just you yourself speaking like I am just now. And that's a pretty common thing to do in podcasting. It makes it a bit more interesting, brings in a bit of dynamism to the content. That's really good. The easiest way to do it is to use Skype. That's one of the most common ways. There's a few different applications around there that works with Skype to record your Skype call. One of them is called Pamela. That's probably the most popular one, but there's a few other options. And there has been a bit of a kind of mix-up in that area recently when Skype changed how they record stuff, or how they sort of let out their software, how the API that they released to work with the software. There's a little bit of kind of controversy around that, in that it stopped a few of the recording packages working with it. But most of that's been sorted out now, and I believe Palamala is still working fine, so you can go and find that. Basically, the way it works is that all you do is you fire up Skype, you start a call with your co-host or your guest, and you press record in Palamala, and that just records all of the audio from both ends. So it just records the full call, and you can hear both yourself and your co-host or your guest speaking. Similar to the PC, you basically save off that file at the end, and then you edit it into your podcast, or you edit music over the top, or whatever you want to do with it afterwards. Now, there's a couple of things that this brings in terms of issues or things to think about, one of which is that you're then having to deal with your external contributor's kit. So you might have the best microphone in the world, but if you've got a co-host on or a guest on who's using the internal mic from their laptop that sounds absolutely terrible, then at least half the conversation is going to sound awful. And half of the conversation sounding awful might as well be the whole thing, because it just makes the recording really hard to listen to. So if you're going to bring in co-hosts or guests, then it's worth having a chat with them about what they're going to use in the first place, use to actually speak in and record, and get them to get themselves a headset mic at the minimum. The other thing with this type of setup is that Skype can be a little bit temperamental, to say the least, sometimes with connection. So if your connection's a little bit stuttery, you can get really bad sort of glitches in the sound, or even cut off entirely, and that can cause a little bit of difficulty sometimes with recording. There's not many ways around that, apart from actually getting in the same room as your co-host, which is pretty hard sometimes. So often you just have to kind of bear it in mind, and if this connection starts to get too bad, just stop and basically try again later. As you probably know, connections can kind of, your broadband speed can go up and down depending on time of day, depending on how many people in your neighbourhood are using it. So sometimes it's better just to come back at another point, which is quite annoying, but it's better that than a really unlistenable recording. Another way around that, though, is actually a technique that a lot of people use, which is you record your own end. So if you've got Audacity, you record your microphone and you ask your guest or your co-host to record their end too. So it may take a bit of coaching to get them to work Audacity or similar, but if you can get them to record their own microphone, then that means that you've got two separate audio files, one of which is your voice, one of which is their voice, and basically you can bring them both together in Audacity and have a good recording. And because you're recording both of them on live machines, so you're recording it directly into your computer, that's as good quality as you can get through whatever kit you're using. So if they're on a decent enough headset mic, then it'll be really good, nice quality, and you'll get the full level of quality from your own as well. So that's really good. So that's a good way to get around the glitches that you can get with using something like Skype. So let's move on to level four beyond that. So level four is bringing in some extra equipment, and that is a digital recorder. So at the moment we're talking about, or the previous levels, we're talking about using your PC or your laptop or your Mac to record. So that basically counts your computer as your digital recorder. Now there's a few problems with that. First of which is that software fails. Computers crash. I'm sure you've had it yourself, maybe more in a PC than a Mac, but either way, you can get stuff breaking down, and you can be halfway through a half hour, halfway through like a 3 hour podcast, and your whole thing crashes and you lose the entire thing. So sometimes it's not the best to rely on software in that way to record. So if you record straight into a digital recorder, then that can get around those problems. Now, a digital recorder can take a lot of different forms. You can get little dictaphones, so you can get little really simple digital recorders that only cost £30-40, little Sony dictaphones which record straight to MP3. They're great little devices. Or you can get really expensive ones as well. The one I'm using just now is a Zoom H4N, which is a really professional bit of kit, really nice recorder with excellent microphones on it, but they don't come cheap. They're over £200. So it's up to yourself. If you don't want to think about spending extra money as well, you might think about the fact that you've got a digital recorder in your pocket most of the time. So your mobile phone does the trick. Most smartphones these days are really good quality recorders, and they include quite a lot of software in them for editing, for monitoring, that type of stuff. I mean, it makes sense, to be honest, because a phone is essentially designed just to record your voice and transmit it, so it makes sense that it should have a decent microphone in it. And they do. I've done quite a lot of interviews with people just by holding up my Samsung S3 in between us, pointing the microphone upwards. And while it's not the best in the world, it's not like top quality, it's more than good enough for a podcast, especially for a kind of an external interview or something like that. So don't worry, worry about too much extra kit buying. If you want to record a podcast, one of the easiest ways to do it is actually just pull out your smartphone, stick on the record button, and just start talking. You can usually just email that audio file straight to yourself after that, and that'll give you something you can just fire straight onto your podcasting feed. So that's sometimes even simpler. Well, it's definitely even simpler than working with your PC. I suppose it doesn't let you edit it, but sometimes what you want to do is just get something quick and dirty out there. Like I say, the content speaks for itself, don't worry too much about mistakes. Obviously, the other advantage of a digital recorder is that you can be out and about while recording, so that you're not tethered to your desk. So you can take it along to events, you can take it along to conferences, that type of stuff, or just get out and about and go for a walk and record something on location. So you can get some really good recordings just by being sort of a bit more flexible. So, like I said at the start of this level or this section as well, the fact that you're recording into a digital recorder makes it a bit more secure in terms of getting away from computer crashes, that type of stuff. But it also gives you a few more options in terms of recording through your PC. So even if you are recording through your PC, using a splitter, so if you set it up so that you've got your headphones plugged into a splitter and the other side of that splitter goes into your recorder, you can record all of the sound that you hear through your PC. Now, there's a couple of little play-around things you have to do to be able to record both your voice and those sounds. So say you want to record yourself talking to a co-host, plus maybe some sound effects, or maybe the audio from a video that you're playing on YouTube, something like that. You can record all of that video all at once straight into a digital recorder just by turning on the output from your microphone. So as you'd imagine, normally you don't want to hear yourself through your headphones, but it is possible to set up your audio settings within your Mac or your PC so that you will hear yourself. And that means that when you record through your headphone socket, that means you'll hear yourself, your co-host, and all the other sound. And basically this works a little bit like a kind of a makeshift mixing desk, because it means you can play music through your PC, means you can play videos, like I say, means you can have a co-host, means you can play listener questions, that type of stuff. Any audio files that you have on your PC, you can play and it will be recorded onto your digital recorder. So like I say, it does take a lot of fiddling about with your audio settings to make that happen, but it is possible. But generally only with a digital recorder, because you have to record the output from your headphone socket. But that's an option. If you want to get a digital recorder, you're happy enough playing around with the settings, then that's sort of level 4 of recording. So level 5, we're up to the kind of top end for pretty much any podcast recorder, any podcast owner, sorry. And that is when you integrate a mixing desk. So a mixing desk, if you don't know what that means, is basically a piece of hardware. It's the kind of, it's the hardware that you see if you've ever seen a video of a radio host or somebody in a music studio recording a song, and they've got millions and millions of switches in front of them, all these sliders for volumes and buttons for inputs and all this kind of stuff. It looks a bit like that, but you obviously don't need one so complicated. Even just a really simple mixing desk can give you a lot more flexibility with recording your podcast. I use a Eurorack 1204 mixing desk, which has got about 8 inputs, I think it is. And that gives me a lot more flexibility with cables and types of recording, types of microphone, all that type of stuff. So I'll just go through a few things that a mixing desk allows you to do. The first thing is that it brings in the option to have all sorts of different microphones. So a lot of professional microphones, a lot of really good quality microphones, only really come with XLR inputs. Now that's a totally different type of connection compared to your old standard headphone socket. XLR is quite a large socket. It's a 3-pin, probably about half an inch across socket. Basically, if you're able to use that type of input, which you can with a mixing desk, you can suddenly buy a whole professional level of microphone. So I'm on right at the moment. I'm on an MXL990 microphone. It's a really nice microphone. It's about, I think it was about £90. So about the same price as the Blue Yeti, but I would say better quality because it's a dynamic microphone. I won't go into the types of microphones like dynamic. Sorry, I meant to say it's a condenser microphone. I won't go into the difference between dynamic and condenser microphones. We'll go into that in a future recording when I actually talk about microphones in particular. But suffice to say that it brings a whole new depth to your voice, a whole new quality to your podcast if you can use that type of microphone, if you can get a condenser like my MXL. But even if you don't want to use a condenser, you want to use a dynamic, it certainly brings in a whole new level of choice. Like a lot of people use a Shure microphone because they're really commonly found with sort of bands, like singers use it. It's a really sort of industry standard singer's microphone. It doesn't bring in as much of the background noise, that type of stuff. So basically, it just gives you a lot more option if you can use XLR inputs, and that's what Mixing Desk allows. Next, Mixing Desks give you control over basically everything. So you get so much more control over your volumes for all your inputs. So if you've got, say my microphone, I can control the volume of my voice, but then I could also input my co-hosts from Skype into a different channel. So that means I can actually adjust the volume of them separately. So when I'm recording into my PC, I'm recording it all at once, and basically I'm kind of stuck with the levels that I started with. But with my Mixing Desk, I can move it all around. I can make the co-host quieter, louder, depending on what they're using to record. And it just basically gives you so much more control over everything to make sure that it sounds really professional. Related to that, it also lets you hear how it's recording, so you can actually listen to yourself. So I have a set of headphones right now plugged into my mixer, which lets me hear the output from that mixer that's going into my recorder. So I can actually hear background music, I can hear co-hosts, I can hear all that kind of stuff. I can hear how it will sound to you in the end recording. And that's really important because quite often when you're recording away on your podcast, you're recording on your PC, straight into Audacity, you won't hear the fact that you're a lot louder, or you're clipping, or there's kind of distortion in there because you can't really hear the recording as it's happening. So you can end up recording something for about an hour and then only afterwards realize that the quality of it was rubbish, or you could hear your chair squeaking, or there's really bad background noise. Using the Mixing Desk gives you another level of control over being able to tell what's happening and be able to fix problems as they're going on, basically. So another thing you can do with a mixer, you can bring in all sorts of stuff as well, all sorts of other sources. So I tend to use my iPad for background music. So I've got my theme music for this podcast on the iPad. I have that plugged into a third channel, along with a bunch of sound effects that I can use. And all I have to do is press play on the iPad and it inputs into that channel. And then I can control that channel using the volume as well. So I've got lots of little effects like dividers. So I can do something like this. Oops, there we go. Button didn't work the first time. So I can bring in music like that. I can stop it. I can press that. Music in the background. So basically you can hear that I can mix in things as it's happening. I can press the theme tune again. I can put the volume up. So it just gives you so much flexibility over what you're doing, having a mixing desk there. You can do what you want with that sort of extra channel. So it takes away a lot of the post-production as well. So I've mentioned in the earlier levels that it takes a bit more time doing the post-production stuff because you might have to bring in music or whatever, or using Audacity on the PC level. But with this, I actually don't tend to do any post-production unless I make any big gaffes in my speech, because I can bring in the music, I can bring in sound effects and all that as I'm recording. It just saves time and it makes a really good workflow for creating those podcasts. It's the same with like phone calls or recorded messages. I can put them on my iPad. So if somebody sends in a message with a question for the podcast, I can put that in my iPad and I can press the button that plays their question straight away. And actually everyone can hear it, including the co-host. Now, mentioning that, a mixing desk is the only thing that allows you to bring in co-hosts to hear that type of stuff. So if I want to be able to play messages or sound effects or whatever so that my co-hosts can hear it as well, as if they're in my studio hearing all of that stuff as well, the only way to do that is with a mixer, or the only easy, well, the only very simple way to do it is with a mixer. And it's called a mix minus setup. And what that means is that you're sending the whole mix minus their voices to your co-hosts, because most of the other ways that you do it will produce quite a big echo because the co-hosts will have to hear their own voices back. But with the mixing desk, I can set it all up so that they can only hear my voice, the sound effects and all the other channels, everything except for their voice, and it takes away that echo. And it's really good because it means that we can sort of, we can act as if we're in the same room. They can hear the same stuff I can hear. They can hear listener questions, the background music, all that kind of stuff. And it just makes things so much more professional because they can hear everything that's going on and react to it properly. So at this point as well, with the mixing desk, I mentioned earlier about software glitches, about computer crashes, that type of stuff. With the mixing desk, you can take the computer out of play altogether. So you can turn off your PC, you can record it all just through the mixing desk straight into a digital recorder. The advantages are, the aforementioned, avoiding software crashes, but also computers tend to make quite a lot of noise. If you just sit in silence and listen to your computer, the fan can be quite distracting, and that can create quite a big background noise on your podcast. So actually, it's really good to be able to turn off your PC, take away that interference, and just record straight to the mixing desk, and that's it. So that's it, that's the five levels. Once you get to that level five, using a mixing desk with the full range of kit that I'm recording on just now, I mean, there are ways to make it better, there are ways to improve it, but that's you up to almost sort of professional radio studio recording levels of setup. I mean, obviously my kit's not as expensive, maybe not quite as good quality as many radio studios, but in terms of functionality, it does the same type of stuff. So I hope that was useful. Like I said, don't aspire to get to level 5 straight away. Don't aspire to get yourself a mixing desk straight away. Start with the simple. Start with your PC, your headset mic. Start upgrading your mic. You could get yourself a Blue Yeti and get a really good quality recording through that. And then you could start bringing in Skype. You can start to buy yourself a digital recorder, take some external recordings at that point. And eventually you might move up to a mixing desk and be able to combine all that kit into a really good quality podcast setup. So again, hope that was useful. This was another episode of Pod School. I'd love to hear what you think. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you use, what your setups are. Obviously, you can get in touch through the website. Send us a comment or an email. And I look forward to hearing from you. So that's us for another episode of Pod School. And I hope to see you on the next episode. Cheers.